The title of this sermon is Shaking and Trembling. You still remember where you were when you saw the terrible images of the 9.1 earthquake in Japan on the 11th of March 2011, followed by the terrible tsunami? After the quake, there were numerous aftershocks, one even at a frightening 7.4 on a Richter scale. Then, when the tectonic plates moved deep in the underground and they collided each other and made a quake. A lot of us still remember the quakes and the tsunami that rocked Indonesia and Thailand, or that almost leveled Christchurch and parts of Chile. Those were quakes that happened in areas where there are fault lines, areas where earthquake frequently occurs. But even in a country as Holland in the Netherlands, where there are no fault lines, even in this country, Holland is shocked by certain kind of low-level earthquakes. Where and whenever a quake occurs, we all tend to think about the awesome power of nature. We see that man can build an event, but cannot withstand the forces what nature could do to it. Houses that crumble under the power, electricity cut off, transport disrupted, and worst of all, lives that are lost. We see how incredible wall of water destroys everything in its path. And if it looks at its intensity, its force, and the frequency of those natural disasters are only on the increase. Well, when we look at scripture, we see that earthquakes takes a significant role on moments that those quakes happen and how man reacts at moments of shaking and trembling. What the faithful must ask itself first and foremost if our foundation is secure in Jesus. Are we really building on the rock? Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man whose house is built upon the rock. We can read it in Matthew 7:24. Just before Jesus' second coming, everything on earth will be destroyed by a huge, large earthquake. As we read in Revelation 16, starting from verse 17. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven, saying, "It is done." Verse 18. And there were voices, and thunders, and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake, and so great, and that the city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and the great Babylon came into remembrance before God. To give up the cup of the wine of the fainting of the rat, verse 20, and every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. Besides the destruction that will happen, there will be utter panic by those who will be counted among the unsaved at those earthquakes. Revelation 6, verse 12 says, "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake," verse 15, "and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman, hid themselves, and the dens, and the rocks of the mountains," verse 16, "and said to the mountains and rocks, fall upon us, and hide us from the face that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the day of his wrath has come. Who shall be able to stand?" What is our condition? Are we afraid of what will happen to this earth? Jesus told his disciples what the mood will be of the people who live in the time of the end. From Jesus' Sermon on the Mount of Olives, we can read in Luke 21, verse 25, "And there will be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distresses of nations, with perplexity, the seas and the waves are roaring." Verse 26, "And men's hearts will be failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud, with power and great glory." Verse 28, "And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. How people are trained to react when earthquakes happen. Many go out on the streets, others will stand on the doorposts and hide on the tables. But it is important to react directly and not to hesitate. You must remember your instructions and your training, especially in a country like Japan. Starting from a young age, in those countries people are trained for earthquakes. They remember the images of earthquakes in the past. And as soon as the alarm sounds, when a tsunami comes near the shore, people flee to higher ground. You need to escape to the mountains and there you will be safe. We need to keep the faith and fear the Lord, even though we feel trembling and shaking in our lives. Just read Philippians 2, verse 12, where it says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work unto your own salvation with fear and trembling." Verse 13, "For it is God which worketh in you, to will and to do the good of his good pleasure. And do all things without murmurings and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons and daughters of God, without rebuke, in the midst of the crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world." Every time the Lord speaks, something happens. Just think about what occurred during the creation. When the Lord guarded the Israelites around Mount Sinai, the following happened. Let's go to the Old Testament. Read the Bible book of Exodus, the second book of Moses, Exodus 19, from verse 16, where it's written, "And it came to pass on the third day, in the morning, that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled." Verse 17, "And Moses brought all the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood near the part of the mount." Verse 18, "And the Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and its smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly." What should be our reaction as the Lord speaks to us? In Exodus 20, verse 18, we read the following. "And when all those people who were standing there at Mount Sinai saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, and when the people saw it, they were removed and stood far off. And they said unto Moses, Speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die." And then Moses said something very confrontedly. As he says in verse 20, "Fear not, for God is come to prove you, that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not." Fear not, for God is come to prove you, that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. When the Lord speaks, at that moment we all be conscious of our sinful state. It is God's purpose that we will not be afraid when it shakes and trembles, but that we knowingly will think about the fact how bad sin and sinfulness is, and that how pure our holy Lord Jesus Christ is. That's why James tells us in James 1 from verse 12, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." When we are afraid for, and what are we afraid for? Elijah was afraid at the miracle on Mount Carmel, when he saw the fire come down from heaven and witnessed that God of Israel was the only true good, and still Elijah was afraid of Jezebel, from whom do we shake and tremble? For whom are we afraid? Often we look to the suffering of this world and forget to look at those things the Lord can only provide. True love, freedom and justice. Only God can provide a way out of the troubles that we face in our lives. Because the Lord is not in the quake, as 1 Kings 19 tells us from verse 11. And the Lord says, Go forth and stand on the mountain before God. And behold, the Lord passes by. And a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break into pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire a still small voice. After Elijah saw the fear of being trembled, he noticed that he was not alone in faith, and that many others stood and remained standing for the justice and mercy of the Lord. Jesus told his disciples that a lot of earthquakes will happen in the last days, as we know from the Sermon on the Mount of Olives, as we read from Matthew 24, where it is written, "For nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places." Verse 8. "And these are the beginnings of sorrows. And they shall deliver you upon the afflicted, and they shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then there shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because of the iniquity still abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But luckily the Lord gives us a promise. But they that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved." Another significant earthquake. A lot of people, even some Christians, really doubt what Jesus actually did for us. It took a quake to help people realize that the true Savior died on the cross. Read what it's saying in Matthew 27, verse 46. "And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And now when the centurion, in Matthew 27, verse 54, saw that was happening there with him, and he watching Jesus dying on the cross, and he saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." Sometimes things in our lives need to be shaken to help us understand what Christ did for us in our lives. There are things happening in our lives, but if we keep our attention to the Lord of hosts, then we must know not to be afraid when things shake and tremble in our lives. Read what is written in Psalm 121, verse 2. "My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Because he that keepeth Israel said, neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand." For surely, we must not remain desperate when things go bad in our lives. Just as the people were desperate and depressed when they saw Jesus die on the cross, he lives, and again it took an earthquake, it took the shaking and trembling of the ground to get people notice that indeed a miracle happened. Read with me in Matthew 28 verse 2. "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door, and sat upon it. And the angel answered the woman, Fear not, For I seek Jesus, which was crucified. But he is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay." Sometimes things in our lives need to be shaken, so that we can see what the Lord has done for us, so that we do not live defeated lives like Paul has written to the church of Corinth, where he said in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, "But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord, for as much, for ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. For at the times things start to be shaken in our lives, in the family or even in the church, be steadfast and unmovable." Not only shaking occurs in our families and in our lives. Even Christians among themselves have to deal with shaking and trembling within their community. Because we all know what Jesus said. Not all who say, Lord, Lord, is really and truly a humble follower of Christ's will, love, and law. In the parable of Matthew 13, we read about the grain that will grow up with the weeds. And Jesus told in the story that the wheat and the grain needs to grow up together. And that the first, the wheat needs to be shaken and cut off before the harvest of the rain can start. The question we should ask ourselves is, should Christians themselves start to shake the bad apples out of their midst? Listen what Christ told his hearers about the parable. But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye shall root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of the harvest I will say to the reapers, gather ye first the tares, bind them in bundles, and burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. We clearly see that the Lord, who is the one who shakes and trembles among Christians, and among the Christians who are nominal Christians and not following Christ. We shouldn't be warriors of the Lord who kill off the bad followers within the church. It is a task that clearly belongs to the Lord. What we must do is to stand for God and His law in our lives and in the lives Christ wants us to live. We must thoroughly realize that shaking comes from the Lord. It seems these days that we are captured in a hostile world, hostile against God and His commandments. We feel suppression of those who mock our faith in Christ. And we know this from the scriptures, that we live in the end time, and in the time just before Jesus returns. People will be persecuted for their faith on a manner that has never been before and seen before in our lives. You could be truly be afraid for the things that are about to happen. Remember just when the Lord shook and trembled the earth, so that the followers of the Lord, their eyes would be opened. At Mount Sinai, where the law was given, again on stone tablets, there was a shaking. But Moses said, fear not, fear God and sin no more. At Mount Carmel, where God showed the miracle against the people that think they are alone in faith, the Lord showed He is not in the quake, but in the cool and gentle breeze. At the cross, the Lord, when He, to His utmost, to be slain lamb for us, there, the lamb who takes away the sins of the world. At the resurrection, the Lord showed us that He is alive, and that we should not be afraid. When it shakes in our churches, or even in our families, wait on the Lord, for He will give us the right solutions. In Acts 16, we read about Paulus and Silas, who were spreading the gospel message and brought healing to the people, and who met and were filled with the true hope of Christ's coming. They healed a true storyteller, and a waysayer, and the people of the markets, and they were upset about the fact that this person was healed, because their prophet was taken away, and their people were thrown, Paul and Silas, in prison. You could say, where is God? Paul and Silas did good work. They were doing good work. Why were they captured? It seems like a complicated situation. But if we read Acts 16 verse 24, we see, who have received such a charge, trusting them into the inner prison, and made their feast fast in the stocks. But both men were not disbarred, because they trusted God. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard the singing. We must remember that the Lord is the one who shakes, trembles, and frees. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's band was loosened. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do not harm themselves, for we all are here. Brothers and sisters, what we simply must do is trust. When the Lord shakes, don't be sad, but be thankful for the victory that will be given. Then he will call for a light, sprang in, and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? The earthquake that we read about in Revelation is not frightening for those who trust in the Lord. We do not need to be afraid when shakes and trembles and lies. It is right now or just before the time Jesus returns. Because when we see all these things happen, we know that the return of Christ is soon at hand. We do not need to shake others, because Christ fights the battles for us. We only need to build our house on the right foundation, namely the rock, on Christ Himself. What should our attitude be when it shakes and trembles in our lives? And they said, Believe the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And that's what we need to do. Everything, when everything around us, brothers and sisters, shakes and trembles. Amen.